on your knees and open your mouth and open your ears unto him. God is allowing you to be stepped on. God is allowing you to be stepped on. And the only way you're going to make it, if the affliction comes upon you. Offenses must come. That's the only way you're going to make it. Hebrews, begin to say chastisement. Amen. That's right. Hallelujah, you are good. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, God. The only way you're going to make it is through them struggles. The only way you're going to make it is through them hard, tough times. Them times where you sin, amen, and you sin so much that you can't go a step further, amen. You got to run to the altar. That's right. God called you in the furnace of your affliction. The lions, they're going to bite you. But it's not unto death. Your affliction is not unto death. Yes, Jesus. Give him the highest praise. Yes, Lord. See, if anybody needs prayer, let them take the center aisle. If you need prayer, if you need prayer, hallelujah, Jesus. I will bless the name of the Lord my God because he's worthy of my praise. If I say I'm a man of God, I'm going to walk like a man of God. Woman of God, if you say you're a woman of God, you better walk like a woman of God. Open your mouth and give God praise. You say you believe him. Yes. Hallelujah. You are. Yes, God. If there be any that need prayer, if there be any that need prayer, take the center out. Hallelujah, Jesus. You are. Yes, Jesus. Yeah. We bless you.
We are in hopes that you enjoyed our message today and were truly blessed. Each month, our ministry provides free food and clothing on the first and third Wednesday from 5 to 7 p.m. for all men, women, and children. For more information, please call 337-238-0314. Praise be to God for our founder and pastor, Annie Mulberry. Be blessed in Jesus' name until we meet again this same time next week.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
gonna tear your kingdom down, Lord Jesus. Oh,
Satan, we're gonna tear your
the preachers are gonna preach your kingdom down. Good God Almighty, yeah.
For the preachers are gonna preach your kingdom down.
Oh yes, listen up, for the mothers are going to pray your kingdom down. Good God Almighty, Satan, we're gonna tear your kingdom down. Yes, we are. Listen, but the deacons are gonna pray your kingdom down. Glory be to God.
Oh, gonna tell me the truth. So anytime the devil tells me I'm not something, I always say I am that. Anytime the devil tells me I am something, I always say I'm not that. I know that God is bigger. Yeah, yeah. I know you're great enough. For I know,
the Bible said they didn't wait on the Lord. He said, I'll renew your strength. And when you wait on him, he'll make things all right. When you wait, he'll bring that wondering child back home. When you wait on the Lord, he'll make your enemies to be at peace with you. Have you ever experienced in your life when you ask the Lord to spare a sick loved one's life and they died anyhow? Somebody came to me one day, said, Sister Shirley, I've been asking God for me for a long time. I thought I had what I wanted. What do I do when I name him and claim her, and somebody else walks down the aisle with them? Well, I told them, don't worry about it. He wasn't yours, no how. I'll give you about 2 weeks. She'll want to throw him back. What do I do, Shirley Ann, when I go to the car lot and name and claim a car and somebody else drives off in it? Well, that's not the only car they made. Wait on the Lord. Good God Almighty. What do I do when I lay my hands on a house? God told me he'd give me the desires of my heart, and somebody else moves into it. Let me tell you what to do. Don't lose no sleep over that house. I heard the Lord say, I got another building. I got another house for you. If you can just wait on the Lord. That's what I did. I made up in my mind I had to wait on the Lord. So what you need to do is do like I did and purpose in your heart.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT. Gina Alexander.